Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There's a new misting fan on the market, and you need to check it out. It's called the Simply Cool Atomizer. It takes dust out of the air, flies absolutely hate it, and it reduces the temperature in your barns and stalls. You, the floor, your horses, and other livestock stay dry. It's the only one of its kind. Fully guaranteed, really easy to maintain. Your livestock and your farm and ranch hands will all love you. Call Simply Cool at 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
Superior Livestock is proud to present their Video Royale 2016. They'll be selling 143,000 head of cattle Monday, August 1st. They'll be selling from their studios out of Fort Worth, Texas. That'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 as well as on superiorclicktobid.com. Those animals primarily from the central, southern, and southeastern states. Then the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August, they'll be live from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The protectionist rhetoric has probably never been louder in this country, at least in recent memory, with both candidates for president now openly against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The trade deal could be facing an increasingly uphill battle towards getting congressional approval. At the Democratic National Convention this week in Philadelphia, chants broke out of no TPP while Bernie Sanders was speaking on Monday, the same day his party approved its platform, which is formally against the trade deal. Hillary Clinton previously favored TPP while serving as Secretary of State for President Obama, but she's changed her stance since beginning her campaign that will accept the nominee as the Democrats' candidate for president later this week. Republican candidate Donald Trump also is opposed to the deal in its current state. He says he wants fair trade and better trade. During his speech, Senator Sanders, the runner-up to Clinton for the Democratic nod, told the audience, "We've got to make sure that TPP does not get to the floor of Congress during the lame duck session." Farm groups favoring the deal are pressing Congress to consider the measure after the November elections, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. When we were at their summer business meeting in Denver, we talked with a variety of folks about TPP. We actually moderated a panel on the subject. Craig Uden is president-elect of the NCBA. He's a Nebraska cattle producer, and he says that for the beef industry, there's probably no issue that's more important right now.
If we want to grow this industry and maintain these prices, we have to have export, and we have to have that access. Right now, we have a 10% disadvantage to Australia, so they're capitalizing on that. If we don't move TPP forward, we will have all these other countries that are part of this agreement that will do bilateral agreements with some of these countries and even put us farther behind.
Craig Uden, NCBA president-elect. Their trade specialist within their D.C. office, Kent Bacchus, says that he's especially concerned about all the rhetoric about not doing a vote during the lame duck session. We heard that from the Republican platform, and we've heard it this week from the Democrats, especially from Bernie Sanders.
We have a lot of concerns with that. We're disappointed to see those kind of developments happen because, you know, you're talking about a very important trade agreement, and to tie the hands of Congress prior to that consideration is dangerous. We need Congress to be able to act independently and to look at the merits of TPP and to be able to vote without the fear of repercussion politically. And I think that's exactly what you're going to see in November. Is you're going to see a lot of supporters come out in favor of this, and you're going to see strong support for TPP either in November or December.
Kent Bacchus on the hope of a TPP vote in the lame duck session of Congress this fall. You've got farm news on Ron.
How healthy are your soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day in Leedy, Oklahoma on July 28th and see how continuous no-till production helps boost soil health and what it means for your bottom line. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Visit no-till.org for details and registration, funded in part by a grant through USDA and Oklahoma State University. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Farmers Business Network, CHS Seed Resources, and Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma.
At your farm news, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.